Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. And right now, today, October 23rd, 2025, that Texit Coin is sitting right at $5.29 USD. And I tell y'all what, their hash rate has tripled. And the hash rate out there where they're mining in the great state of Texas is up to 1 terahash. And I'll tell y'all what, that's exactly 1 trillion calculations per second. And they have now signed up 40,863 folks to take part in that mining out there in Texas. Hey, if you want to learn more about Texit Coin, just shoot an email to texitmines@gmail.com. That's TexitMines@gmail.com. Hey, slip the word palm in there, P-A-L-M, to get a discount on that first mining share. And we appreciate Texit Coin sponsoring the show. And here we go. Let's go right into the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
Live.
Rolling.
We are rolling live.
We are live on YouTube.
All
on
right, here
podcast
we go.
At the, not right the Hoot Owl box, but the Bat Box.
Out here at the Bat House, the Big Bat House.
Right. Waiting for the bats to drop.
Yeah, waiting on these bats to come out.
Beautiful Indian summer evening. Just about sunset here in north central Florida.
Beautiful evening.
Beautiful day. A beautiful day.
We're in Gilchrist County.
I think we are.
Right now. Yeah, so, we should have, there's a good supply of bats in that box.
I can hear them up there rustling around.
Yeah, and you can see below it, you can see the guano pile. It's about, I don't know, half a ton of guano.
About kind of like 2 foot deep in the middle, you know, about three or four foot in radius right underneath the thing there. And for those of you who are maybe listening, it's about a 4 by 4 by 2 foot high box on 2 telephone poles, maybe 15 foot off the ground.
Yeah.
And their droppings or the guano ends up underneath it in a pile there. We're going to get some of that before we leave today.
For those that are listening, I'm a cisgender white male with a blue sweatshirt, a hat with an orange B on the hat.
Right. And it is a beautiful evening.
It's a beautiful evening.
Out here, clear skies.
Yeah.
Nothing much else going on. Beautiful temperature today. You know, it's going to be in the 60s and 50s tonight. So we love that when we get it.
Now, I tell you, if you're a type of person like me, Douglas, and that guano, here's what's great about that guano pile.
Yeah.
If you'll take like a magnifying glass and study like I would the droppings, a biologist will tend to do,
it'll... The shells of little critters.
It'll glisten. It'll glisten. And a lot of that glisten is wings.
Wings.
The wings from, and exoskeletons.
The wing doesn't digest that good.
Yeah, it doesn't digest that well. And a lot of collagen probably right there. but anyway, that whole guano pile is nothing but digested flying insects.
That's a wonderful thing.
So that's what's real great about it. But their night shift's about to start, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, that's what we're here for now. We're waiting for them to come out of it.
We'll
right
see
there, and so hopefully
see how
a few
that
will
goes.
Drop out early. It seems like a few will start dropping out, you know, like the hungriest ones drop out first, you think? Because they're going out to eat for the evening. Yeah,
It's either the hungriest or the lowest ranking.
Well, birds are like that. They have ranks and orders. Yeah,
and they're like
pecking orders. Right.
Whoever, we know something's wrong because they're hearing us talk right now.
Yeah.
So they know something's wrong. And so they're probably like, Junior, you go out first and check and see what's out there.
But. So we're just waiting here.
Yeah.
Sunset.
Let's ease around on this
sunset
other side.
Sunset quicks in this part of the world. So going down quick now. And here we are. We got the old dog out here with us. She'll let us know if there's any problem anywhere. So this box is really out in the open, kind of at the edge of a silage field. And there are no trees really around. And
Yeah, you
it must really get hot, you know, during the summer for the bats, but they can stand it, huh?
Yeah, Yeah, a bat house does best if it's in the open, mm-hmm. full sun, believe mm-hmm. it or not. And like you say, it gets really hot, but uh-huh. they love attics. They love right. hot areas.
I'll tell you what.
And
now, this one's tilted a little bit. Was it always like that?
No, I think some of the storms got to this thing. Right, so it's been ratcheted by some hurricanes. But
I can hear them. Around
yeah, I can
there.
Hear them. Yeah. You're probably not picking that up on the microphone.
Well, let me ease up here and see if maybe we can hear one. So I'm easing up here. Boy, there's a bunch of them up there.
Yeah, you can definitely hear them.
There's a bunch of them up in there.
Yeah, yeah, You definitely can hear them. I hope. I'm sure it's picking it up, especially when you held your microphone up there. So
this particular bat box is in the middle of a huge dairy.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
And,
and you know they grow a lot of crops to feed the cows.
Right.
And
right.
so these bats certainly benefit that crop production.
Absolutely.
You know, they grow a lot of corn, I bet. I bet
silage. Yeah, they grew corn right there this year.
Yeah.
Maybe two times. I don't know.
They probably grow some I don't know, winter wheat. I don't know exactly what they grow in the wintertime. But definitely these bats
are lovely.
And
then they milk the cows across the road over that way.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're in Florida and you've had some milk, it probably came from one of these farms.
Probably did.
And no matter what the label said, you take it all to one like wholesale place, and they, mm-hmm. everybody gets a little bit and labels it the way they want to label it. So,
now I tell you, Doug, we put up three of these bat boxes, two of them on the dairy here, and then we did several down in Central America on some dairies.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
down in Panama, and so that was interesting. They've got much greater bat diversity in Central America.
Okay. Right.
But certainly, there's a good chance we got two species using this one.
Okay.
For sure, we have Brazilian free tails in here.
Okay.
But there may also be some evening bats. There could be some big brown bats.
So you had the boxes built here, and you guys shipped them down there?
Yeah, we shipped them down.
Installed them down there?
Yeah, huh. yeah.
Huh.
And they put them, they had big cement poles.
Oh, okay.
These giant cement poles that we put them on down there in Panama.
Huh.
So it was a fun project.
Huh.
I need to go down to Panama and check on those.
Huh.
That'd be a great field trip for
that
our podcast.
That would be a good one.
If we could just get somebody to buy me a coffee link.
Yeah, if they would up those donations a little bit. Yeah,
we could
stop at the Dry Tortugas on the way.
Up our field trips.
Yeah.
Wonder about your view on the camera. If it's we want like clear sky behind that box, not a tree.
Yeah. We can sure hear them. Let me go up here and see if
we can get
some sound again. Of all these down in here, they're getting ready for Halloween.
Sandy.
Sound a little bit like a bunch of mice squeaking.
Yeah, they kind of squeak.
Big herd of mice.
Yeah. You know, the great thing, though, is they are not, even though they are mammals, of course, but they're not closely related to mice.
Oh, okay.
They are much more closely related to primates than mice.
Okay.
A lot of people make that mistake.
Now, when they give birth to little bats, do they do it in that bat box?
Yeah, they give live birth, and they keep the young with them and raise them. And this is likely happening in this box every year.
Okay, now they usually give birth
in the spring, once a year,
like female will have one a year.
Yeah, one to two a year.
One to two a year.
And we call them pups.
Mm-hmm.
We call them pups.
And now will they fly around like on her back, fly around with her, or she'll leave them there during the night? Or
You know, she probably has to hang with them kind of in a, you know, they probably decrease their range when they have the very small pups. But soon they can leave those pups.
But almost immediately after they're born, they can hang just like the adults.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And some of the pups will fall out. You will have some of that happen.
Now, do they have predators? Bats have
things
that will eat them? Like
they have a lot of predators. Believe it or not, one of the main predators is actually rat snakes.
Oh.
And they'll climb those poles.
Absolutely, they will.
And when the bats are coming out, they'll grab them as they're coming out. But also aerial predators, owls and hawks.
Oh, okay.
And occasionally a crow will get one.
Yeah. Well, owls are out hunting at night too.
Oh, so yeah.
They're doing their stuff at night.
Yeah. And I've even seen hawks fly in the daytime and go inverted and grab one that's low, hanging low out of the house.
Like low-hanging fruit, yes. Low-hanging fruit to a hawk.
Yeah, so they'll even grab them that way.
Yeah, so the low-ranking bats are probably at the bottom of the box. It gets your butt out there.
Now, I don't know if you can see in the film or on the video, but basically there's vertical partitions. You can't even slide your hand up in them. They're very tight,
like a half inch between.
Yeah, so real narrow crevice, three-quarter inch crevice.
Yeah, they don't need much.
They don't need much, and I think in that particular house there's about 48 crevices, vertical crevices, and that's a 2 foot tall house, so a lot of surface area. If you were to lay it out flat, that's a lot of surface area, and that's
now,
why.
Does a hard freeze hurt a bat? They don't like it.
But they can make it here.
They can make it here
in Florida, our part of Florida. They can be active year round.
Okay.
Some places they have to go into what we call a hibernacula, which is a cave, you know, up further north, and they'll hibernate over the winter.
Yeah.
But ours can stay
active year
round.
They like a lot of birds, like chickens. There's this one dominant male that does all the copulating, or they pair up.
Well,
like
I'm not sure if we know that. But what they will do is they will separate into male bachelor groups and female groups with pups during a big part of the year.
Okay, right.
So like when the pups are born in the spring and in the summer, this may just be females and pups.
Oh,
there goes one.
There goes one, yeah.
Yep, that's an early one.
We're good.
And,
well, they like hogs, the boars will sometimes eat the pups.
Again, I'm not sure. I doubt that.
You got to separate them.
I doubt that.
Oh, there was one.
Yeah, because they're insectivorous.
Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, they're starting out.
Yep, they're heading out.
That was the first few
good
recruits.
Size little bats. You can sure see them. So, yeah. Okay, so let's see. That's number two.
You count because you're kind of a mathematician. Let us know how many are.
Those are the sentinels. They go out and check things out.
Recon bats. They'll come back and be like, oh, it's just these two scientists. So come on out. And a golden retriever that's really harmless.
Yeah. This is a couple of gringos. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah. They're not going to hit a lick of a snake. Boy, what a beautiful sunset.
Oh, yeah. Just a beautiful sunset and a beautiful.
There we go. There's number three.
Beautiful Indian summer, end of a beautiful Indian summer day.
Yeah.
Here in North Florida, you can't beat it. We've waited a long time for this day. Haven't ran the air conditioner in a week.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. That is amazing.
We got on long sleeves.
Yeah, it's like living in California. There goes one.
Oh, there goes another one.
Number four is out.
Yeah.
Number four is out.
They're ready. They're probably going
out, guys.
They're getting hungry.
Good to go. There we go. Oh, there we go. Now we're getting jiggy with it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, man. They were hungry.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Here we go, boys.
Oh, man.
Let's get to work. We got a lot of flying insects for y'all.
Boy, there were a lot of them up in there.
Yeah, come on and let's see.
It's kind of like somebody blew a whistle and they all knew to go.
It's time to go to work.
Yeah.
Man. You know, they're not worried about a government shutdown or nothing.
No, they don't need to go to town to see a movie or go see a ball game or anything like that.
No, not paying any taxes. They just showed up and some nice biologist put this house up for them.
Yeah.
Man.
So you would think they were probably all the same species, but it's kind of hard to tell. But boy, they are coming out of now. I just completely lost count. I would say it's a good 500 to 1,000 so far, minimum.
It is hard to say. Gosh.
Well, if you tuned in for this live stream, you tuned in for a good one. We could not have had a more beautiful evening. You can just see them silhouetted against the beautiful sunrise there in the distance in the clear area.
Wow.
Sun setting in the west there, beautiful orange glow, and hundreds of these bats dropping out almost on cue at once. And
We'll put this on the website too. We'll download it, put it on there.
Right.
My goodness.
There they go. All right.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Unless there's one or two that kind of stay up in there, you know. Oh, there's a few more. Okay. Oh, now this might be the other species. You know,
this is phase two. Just when you think they're finished, another big batch of them.
Well, they're like primitive Baptists. They sit separately. You know, the women right. Here, the amen section and the woman section.
Yeah, right there. So there they go.
There they go. Oh,
here we go.
A few more, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Man.
Here Ooh. They come. Oh, wow. That one came right by us there, boy.
Yeah.
Huh.
Here they go.
Out in search of insects.
They're going to work.
Yeah.
Be a good night for them.
Out in search of insects. Well, good luck, guys.
Yeah. Eat all you want. There's no limit.
I haven't seen many bugs, but.
Yeah, you can eat all you want.
Wish you ate fire ants.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, I wonder if they could eat it like a yellow jacket, something like that. Yeah.
Well, he'd probably be, down in the hive at
night.
Down
in the hive at
night. That'd be the problem.
Yeah.
But
it's got to be insects getting about at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll get a lot of those earbud moths and what is that?
How far do they range on their hunting trips, you think?
So it depends on the species, but those free tails can go, 90 miles.
Oh, yeah, during the
50
night.
50 to 90 miles out.
You're
they have a big,
me.
Big home
You're
range.
Kidding.
No, they go cover a big area.
Oh.
Again, depending on the species. We still are going live. Everything's good, camera person. All right.
Yeah, we have a producer with us tonight.
Yep. Yeah.
We're getting big time. Yes.
But.
That's why it's so important that they go to the website and support the podcast.
Right,
one of those five ways you can on the website, palmandpine.net.
We're gonna owe this.
We might not be able to do this if we don't get that support.
Yeah. Man, they're still coming out.
Here, more.
Yeah.
And the sunset getting more pink, I think, as
it
sets.
Beautiful.
Going from orange to pink. And a little vapor in the air in the western sky, making it look all the more glorious, I would say. Lights are coming out at the dairy, which is probably a good mile and a half from us from where we're standing.
I guess a dairy runs 24 hours a day. You get tired, yeah. Yeah, 24 hours a day at the dairy.
Yeah. So. Well, that might be the last of them. I don't know.
Yeah, we might be about to the end of it.
No, I hear a few squeaking around.
They're still
arguing, I think.
Yeah, they're like, I ain't going out there with those with those crazy guys.
Well, yeah. I wonder if they're like fishermen. They have nights where they don't get anything. You know, like, well, we
fished. Like a slow night.
We fished all night.
We flew all night.
All I got was two skeeters.
Yeah, and they're working because they're catching them on the wing. They're flying.
Yeah, but they're fast.
Yeah, yeah they're flying.
That sonar.
Catching them, working the sonar.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I might walk up here and see what I can see and what I can hear. Walk up to the box. I'm walking up to the box here.
Oh, there goes one.
Is anybody up there still? I think we've about got them.
Yeah.
Wow. So here's the pile of guano down here.
Yeah. This guano.
Fairly
I don't know if you
pile.
Can see, but it's like knee deep.
About 2 feet tall, deep.
All that guano.
We're going to take a few buckets of that with us.
That's all processed flying insects.
And the grass has gotten up in it.
Yeah.
Of course, that Bermuda really spreads.
Boy, you know that Bermuda loves it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'd say that's a wrap.
I'd say that's a fantastic live stream there. We've seen all the bats come out. They're gone and they're out. They're eating and they'll be back. And when do they come back? Just before daylight?
Well, they dropped one. Well, you know what? They will sometimes come back and rest, just like you would come back to your home, take a little rest.
Right.
So it's not like they have to be gone all night. But they certainly, what I've been told and what I've seen, is the morning swarm
is more spectacular.
Really? Because they kind of come back in.
They come back and they circle.
Oh.
They work and circle the house daylight, at first light.
Oh, a few more coming in.
And then go into the house. Oh. So we need to do a morning live stream.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll see if this one is a success.
I'm and, sure of course, no one else will be up, but you and I can be out here
Well, this is
daylight.
A dairy. They'll be up.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm talking about our viewers.
Oh, no, I don't know. Some of our viewers
There's a few still
folks,
coming out.
Hey, there's still a few in there coming out. Yep. Okay, there they come. Good. Use driveway.
When you look up in a bat house, you always keep your mouth closed so you don't catch guano.
Oh. Well, they're pretty good-sized little bats. They're not.
They are. When they spread their wings,
they
have long, pointed wings.
Huh. There they go. Going all out into the surrounding area.
Wow. Dropping on out. I think there's still a bunch still in there.
Yeah, I think there's a few, It's not completely dark yet.
It is.
Here they come.
Well.
Well, you've got some bats for Halloween.
Got the Halloween bat show right here.
Yep.
Very low.
But they're not really scary. I guess people associate them with something scary. I guess they saw the Batman TV show or something. And
they are very beneficial and not harmful.
I guess anything out at night is a little bit scary, I suppose, maybe.
They are definitely our friend. All right. Let's call it a wrap.
Sayonara.
And
we'll see you next week.
We'll see y'all tomorrow, and we'll say keep it Florida, and catch y'all next time. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.